Hi there, I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm going to give you a couple of ways to get a hold of Eric today. One will be his phone number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. He is offering you a complimentary strategy session, a blueprint to worryless wealth. When you call Eric today, you can set this appointment up that's complimentary. Again, the telephone number, 408-297-9800. When you're in football season, every football fan knows that no matter whether you're playing offense or defense, the red zone is the place where you and your team cannot make mistakes. Today, we're going to talk about the retirement red zone in detail. And Eric, you're going to explain to us what it is and why it's so important to us and our money. So I guess move the ball downfield, Eric.
Yeah, well, you bet, Luann. So really what the retirement red zone or the financial red zone really is it's really the 5 to 10 years either leading up to or just when you first retire. Now, a lot of people always say five. I actually think it's 5 to 10 on the leading in. On the retired, it's the first 5 years. And the reason why this is so critical is really because, first of all, you want to get things to a good start. You want things laid out in the right way. But more importantly, on the part once you have retired, you also don't want to go crazy. I mean, my own father, when, you know, he bought one RV and had to fly out to Wyoming to help him drive it back. And so that RV seemed great, doing fine. And then he hung out with his brother, my uncle again, and they said, oh, well, look, my RV, it's 3 feet bigger than your RV. And of course, that annoys brothers. And so he went out and bought a, 3 foot longer RV, which was probably a really bad financial decision. And, but people do that and hey, whatever, right? You got to have fun. But it's these types of things where if you're spending too much money early on in retirement, it can really mess you up long term. So you got to be very careful there. So that's what we want to talk about is that time before and right after retirement.
So there are a lot of risks to your money and your financial success throughout your retirement years. So we all know that. But in our show today, we're going to focus on some very specific risks to your money during this particular time frame, leading up to, like you said, and immediately following after you've retired. So can you talk about why this is such a key time, Eric?
Well, really, it's the transition in terms of how you're running your money and. Just mentally, it is amazing how many people just start, you can see the physical pain and distress in their demeanor when they talk about having to withdraw principal. I mean, that for a lot of people, if you've been building up your money for 30, 40 years, and all you've been trying to do is get this nest egg to be bigger and bigger and bigger, and then talking about withdrawing money, it just seems just, totally a foreign concept to me. Something like, the world isn't flat type of thing, right? So that's the hard part is doing that switch from building to distribution can be very nerve-wracking. I mean, it's just not something you're used to doing, and it's a very different mindset. When you're building up that money, 2008, it hit everybody really bad. It hit most portfolios pretty bad, but you didn't care if you weren't retired because you had 4, 5, 6 years for that to rebuild and get back up there. When you're retired and you're taking money out, that once you spend those dollars or cash in those mutual fund shares from your 401k or IRA, those are gone. They won't ever come back because you spent them. So, that's probably the biggest change. And then also on the post-retirement part, you're going from having a paycheck to no paycheck, and that can be very nerve-wracking too. I mean, retirement's about lots of checks coming in to make up your old paycheck. And at first, that can be very scary about how am I going to structure this? How am I going to get this money out? And then, of course, you start going off and having more fun and doing more things. And maybe you're traveling and doing all those bucket list items. And then you go, whoa, hold it. How much did I just spend? And that's where this gets to be really critical. And, of course, the other part, like I said, is a market crash. And so one of the things we're actually having on November 9th coming up here is at the Silicon Valley Capital Club. You do have to RSVP for this event, but what we're doing is we're having a talk about understanding market corrections. We're not predicting one's going to happen this week or something like that. It's just looking at the markets long term, looking at some really key information that people really need to have because we are at one of the most expensive markets in all time. I mean, there's only been the Shiller Price and Earnings Index, which is one of the best gauges for really looking at the value of the stock market over different periods of time, has only been this high in two other time periods It's only been over 30 in 1929 and 1999, and we both know what happened right after those time frames. So it is a little scary how high the market is. So what we're doing is we're doing this talk about teaching people how to understand market corrections. Should you take some money off the table and lock it in and guarantee it, especially if you're in that retirement red zone, it can be super critical. So that's this upcoming week at November 9th. Come or just learn a little bit more about it. If you can't make it, just we can get you some of the information too. But just call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. And you can also find it on wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com. And just go to the events tab, and there's a registration link right there. And then we'll get back to you about all the other details. November 9th, Thursday, at Silicon Valley Capital Club. Again, 408-297-9800 or wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, where you get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. And again, go to his website. It is wealthcreator.com. You can find out a lot of great information about Eric and his team at Heckman Financial. So, Eric, you were talking about changing the way that we handle money in retirement and really even how we look at our money in retirement. So what are some things that we need to consider during the years leading up to and then immediately following our retirement date?
Well, one of the biggest problems I see out there in my industry, and if anybody's working with a financial advisor, they really need to have this, even though I find more and more are not getting this, and that is a written income plan. Not something that says your money's got 70% chance of making it, which is awful, because what happens the other 30% of the time? Do you move in with a financial advisor, or does the bank take care of you? Right? So, no, I mean, really what we need is we need that written income plan. And what this written income plan would be is it's a document that shows you this is how much income you're going to be getting from various sources, and they may change over time. You know, this is how you're going to get your Social Security, or when you're going to start your Social Security and so forth. You know, what's the tax ramifications of all these different assets and these withdrawals? Have it increasing over time and seeing how much money can you live on. And the reason, of course, that's so critical is if you say you want to retire at, say, 60 and your money's going to only last till you're 75, well, you want to know that before you retire, not after. And so that's one of the times that it's really critical, obviously, is figuring out what's that ideal retirement date. But then also when you're in retirement, you need to, you know, really be kind of going back every year or two and saying, okay, how much am I on track? How, you know, the economy's changed, how my spending do? And just make sure you're still, you know, going the right direction. You're not speeding up how fast you run out of money or anything like that. And so those are the things that you need to do is have a plan, because there's no way to gauge where you're at unless you have something to compare it to. And without that plan, there's just no way you can really retire. And so that's what happens when somebody comes in to meet with us at Heckman Financial. The very first thing we do is we've got kind of that freemium style that a lot of, you know, apps and stuff use, is we don't charge a financial planning fee. What we want to do is we want to get this information to people. We think it's super, super critical that people at least get this data, get this info, and get some financial knowledge. You know, how much risk does your portfolio have? What's the stress test on that? Look at that income plan. How much income will you have? Will your money run out or not? So if you'd like that, all you'd have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today. No cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
You're invited to an exclusive dinner event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and an author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn the difference between pullbacks, market corrections, bear markets, and what actions you should take to navigate through turbulent markets. All this information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner presentation at Silicon Valley Capital Club here in San Jose. Call now to get your reservations in, 408-297-9800. Join Eric and his team for this complimentary dinner presentation on Thursday. Thursday, November 9th at 6 at Silicon Valley Capital Club. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800.
Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm with the Retirement News Network talking today with the founder of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized advice. He's a well-known speaker and he's an author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worry less wealth. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call him at this number. You can text as well. You can even text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. You can call Eric and his team and get in on this blueprint to worryless wealth. You do need to call during our show so you can get in on this and set up an appointment with Eric. 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about the retirement red zone, the first 5 years of retirement. But in those first 5 years, managing risk effectively is definitely critical to your long-term retirement success. And these days, we have longevity. Retirement is definitely long-term play. So let's talk a little bit about the first 5 years of retirement, Eric, and tell us in detail, give us a little insight.
Well, the biggest probably change in the last, you know, say maybe 10 to 15, 20 years, of course, used to be you retire at 65 or maybe earlier because that's when your pension allowed you to retire. And a lot of people would retire just at 62 because they would get Social Security, and that's the youngest age you can get Social Security. Now, a lot of those set dates have almost nothing to do with actually your retirement date. So your first 5 years may be a little bit different than they used to be. A lot of people now are actually retiring without Social Security initially. So it used to be almost unheard of. So like most people today, if you're born up to 1954, your age 66 is your normal retirement date for Social Security. And then, of course, if you're born 1960 and after, it's gone up to 67. So there's a lot more motivation because you'll get a lot more money if you wait till longer to turn on that Social Security. And also just tax-wise, I mean, Social Security is state tax-free. It's 15% of it's not taxable at the federal level, so it's a lot nicer to have at least one of those Social Security checks if you're a couple to be a lot higher. And so more and more people now are actually retiring, taking Social Security a lot later, but then they're using their other assets earlier. So it used to be take your Social Security now while you can get it, and yeah, who cares about your other assets? You don't have to spend them as much this way. Now more and more people are starting to realize, well, hold it. It may make sense for me to spend my other assets and then have Social Security. So that's one of the things that's really changed a lot is how your initial layout of your retirement may be, because those first 5 years, you may or may not have Social Security. You may be taking certain assets. And then lots of times it gets a little bit more standardized after 70 and stuff when you have your required minimum distribution. You have to be taking money out of your IRAs and 401ks as required by law. Then it gets probably a little bit more, I guess, typical is the best way to put it. But those earlier years now are a lot more different than they used to be. So it may be cashing in different assets, maybe a lot of tax planning in those first years because you can play around with certain assets. Social Security often is taxable if you make too much, but if you structure your assets right, we've had people take out $100,000 out of their retirement various accounts or assets and not pay tax on their Social Security, even though that tax kicks in at $44,000. That's because of the types of assets and how we organized them. So there's a lot more tax planning in the earlier years and you know, in those first 5 years. And then again, obviously, you don't want to be spending too much and going too crazy is probably the other one that we always have to throw in there.
You know, Eric, more than half of all Americans have not done much to prepare for retirement. So could we talk a little bit about why this is such a big issue for retirees?
Yeah, the stats are really, really scary that over half, 56% have saved less than $10,000, according to GoBankingRates.com. I mean, that's crazy. And only 26% of retirees have more than $100,000 saved up. So if you're just trying to only get by on Social Security, it's going to be a very, very, very tough retirement. And so that's one of the things that people need to do is they need to really sit down and just say, okay, what course am I on? Because no matter what, you're on a course. You know, it's one of those things where you're going somewhere, you're headed somewhere always. It's just you may not know where you're headed. And so that'd be the very first thing is really, again, going back to what we always talk about is having a plan. And that's one thing that you really got to do is just sit down. I mean, it's crazy how much time people spend planning out their vacations, you know, looking at this website, looking at all these reviews and spending all this time. And then they don't take any time for their own retirement, which could be a whole bunch of vacations if they spent a little bit more time and had a little bit more saved up and, you know, had a little bit more of a plan in place. So, you know, that's one of the big things is it's one of these things that we always think it's going to be later, later, later. And then people always are saying, oh, how time flies and all these, you know, other little sayings. And it's time's not flying any different. It's just you've got more of it behind you now. And so you got to be doing something to change that course or at least to know what course you're on and making sure that you're on the course you want to be on. So that'd be the very first thing I'd say is start coming up with at least a plan and having that blueprint, knowing where you're going. And that's really the super critical one. Now, of course, the other thing is what's happening with the market. The market's so expensive. What kind of risk am I at? You know, if I'm 5-10 years out and I'm in that retirement red zone, can I afford to have a huge loss in my portfolio? And so that's why we're going to be going over on November 9th. We're going to be going over some really good, just general information about markets in general over time. It's really not a thing saying get out of the market or today or anything. It's not about any one product or anything. It's just really understanding markets, how you should be allocated, what types of things you should be doing. And it's what we're calling understanding market corrections and really just knowing if there is a market correction coming up or one happens, how to react, what should you be doing before and after. And it's kind of like what we equate to really having an earthquake versus a hurricane. A hurricane you can kind of prepare for, you can see it's coming, you can do all sorts of stuff. Earthquake just hits and you hope you just roll through it and it's not that bad. So not much we can do about those, but at least if we do know that there's some swells coming, why don't we prepare now? And so that's what we really should be doing with your portfolio today. And that's why you want to know about market corrections and understand what options you have. So on November 9th at the Capital Club in downtown San Jose, we'll be having a talk about this. If you'd like to come, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can go to wealthcreator.com. That's again, wealthcreator.com in the events tab, and you can register right there.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. If you have any questions about our show, you can call or text Eric at the number that we're giving out. You can also connect with him on Facebook or Twitter. So you can just go to the symbol at numeral one, Wealth Creator. Okay, the symbol at the number one, Wealth Creator. Or check out their website. It's wealthcreator.com. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, you can call or text him 408-297-9800. Eric, how will people succeed in retirement for people who are behind, but they're looking to get started?
Well, you know, the first thing, of course, is just how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, as the old saying goes.
Right.
And so just getting started, that's the first step of getting started. So start putting something away. I mean, hopefully they're already doing their 401ks at work and at least getting that match and all those types of things. You know, those are pretty simple items that they can get up and running. Some other stuff is just start having a budget, start looking through. I mean, it's crazy how many things are on auto deduction from your checking or your credit card, and you know, look at those things and you know, are you really using all that stuff? Is that, you know, go find some stuff in your budget and I bet you can probably find a couple $100 right away that you can get rid of. And you know, that's more money now that you can put away. And so starting with a plan, at least that's one big thing. You can go online and do some of these programs, but those people aren't going to those machines or whatever you want to call them aren't going to know everything about your situation. They're going to be looking at your real estate options. They're going to be looking at budget and other benefits at work or other things that they just can't really easily ask you about. So one of the things that somebody like me can do is we sit down first and foremost with you, find out what's your situation. We look at the plan, look at where you're headed right now. And then we have a second meeting, and that's where we kind of show you, here's some of the issues. Here's some of the things you should be looking at. Here's some of the things you could change. And then it's up to you if you want to actually enact the plan or not. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's going to cover your income plan, your investment plan, taxes, healthcare, legacy, all in the one. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth. If that's something you want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or you can go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. In fact, their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs as well. So you can call or text them today for your portfolio stress test. Here's the telephone number, 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text him, 408-297-9800. Eric is offering you a complimentary strategy session with him. You can actually sit down with him and you'll get a blueprint to worryless wealth. So if your retirement, if you want it to be successful in the long term, which we all do, then you definitely need to manage risk effectively in the short term. Eric, what are some of the major risks to your retirement and your retirement income?
Yeah, well, when you're entering that retirement red zone, in the way it's a time to make a lot of changes, but in lots of ways it's not. I mean, really what you should be doing is gradually over time, slowly decreasing your risk somewhat. And that's why a lot of those funds have, those 401ks have those 2020s or 2025s and all these, you know, funds that have these year dates, or and they're called target or life cycle funds. And what they do is they lower down how much you have in stocks and more into bonds. The problem with that is bonds are awful. Bonds aren't earning any money and they're very low yielding and they've got a lot of risk because if rates go up, they're going to drop. So really what you want to be doing is saying, okay, what are some other alternatives? But really the other part that people don't always look at is how much risk do you have to take? And that's one of the biggest problems. I like to equate it to taking a kid in a candy store. I mean, we've done this weird thing with my family where we've always done haircuts all together because when the kids were young, it was like, who's going to handle the baby while they're getting their haircut? And we just kind of turned it into this thing where we go get bagels while one person's getting their haircut and, you know, just do it on a Saturday morning. But there's this nice little candy store down there, one of these old school ones where you can find all the candies from all the eras. And of course, my boys are always, let's go to the candy store. You know, and luckily they open a little bit later, so it can't go right away. And, you know, anytime you take them in there, it's pretty much yes to everything. There's almost nothing that, you know, most kids will say no to, unless it's maybe a broccoli flavored candy or something.
Or black licorice.
and so one of the things that I like to equate this to is, what's your risk tolerance? Well, when you're in a candy store, your tolerance is everything, right? Or after Halloween, your tolerance is everything. I'll eat everything. And your risk capacity is what your stomach feels like later after you've done all that. So what happens is, most people are talking about what people would like to have happen. Well, of course, what do you want? You want 15% returns with no risk. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And so that's what you really want, right? You want lots of higher returns with no risk. So risk tolerance is sometimes a little bit off. And risk capacity, that's talking about how much capacity for risk do you actually have in your portfolio? Because sometimes, there's lots of times we meet with people, they don't need to take risk. We could actually have their money 100% guaranteed and they'd have enough money for the rest of their life. Well, then why are you taking the risk? Is it just for fun? Is it just because you like to gamble, or is it for a need? And so that'd be one thing, is how much do you actually need to take risk on? And then also, what are you comfortable with? So really, you need to look at both of those.
So how do you assess your risk tolerance then once you leave the workforce?
Well, even while you're still working right now, I mean, on our top corner of our website at wealthcreator.com, if you just go to the top corner, it has a thing. It says, what is your, know your risk score. It's like a speed limit. And what that does is ask you some quick questions and kind of gives you, you know, this or that. And really what we're talking about really is more about the volatility of the market. You know, we don't want people jumping off the train right before it gets to the station. We want you to be able to ride the whole ride all the way in. So that's one of the critical things. And so knowing that risk score, that then gives us a kind of, a, like I said, a speed limit of what score of risk you should have. Then what you need to do is see what's your portfolio like. So like the banks have been doing the stress testing ever since the financial crisis, where the government says, okay, you know, if there's another financial shock, how bad are they going to be? How much are they going to falter? And they need to know that number. And if they get too risky, then they have to dial back stuff. And same thing you can do with your own portfolio. How much would you really like to know if another 08 happened to again today? What would be the dollar amount of your loss? And that's what we can do actually with this program, is we can actually look at your specific holdings and look at that and say, okay, here's how the market's going to happen. You know, if something happens again, bad. Also, here's what it'll look like if something happens good. Here's, you know, just really different points in time. And then that way you kind of know how much is your portfolio going to bounce around. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just, are you comfortable with that? And then from there, we can see, does it make sense to make some changes? So, you know, that's one of the biggest things, is knowing that that stress test. And we're actually on November 9th, we're actually talking about, we're having a little workshop where we're just talking really about risk, understanding portfolios. It's nothing about any specific product, and what's called understanding market corrections, and really knowing what should you be doing now with the market being the second most expensive market we've ever had in history, the second biggest run-up. If things change, you know, what's that going to look like? And really talking about this before it happens, that, you know, really, you know, preparing for that hurricane before it hits, since we know there may be something down the road. And if that's something you'd like to do, then all you do is pick a phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or go to the events tab at wealthcreator.com. Again, that's wealthcreator.com. And then just click on events and you can register right there.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And, you know, studies have shown that many people do not have a plan for their financial future. And Eric is telling you that you need to have a written plan. So if you'd like some solid personal advice, give Eric a call today or you can text him. Again, the number 408-297-9800. But also, let me guide you to his website again. It's wealthcreator.com. It's all together, wealthcreator.com. Today, we're discussing the key financial decisions that you need to make during the years leading up to and immediately after your retirement date. Eric, what's another major risk to our retirement income?
Well, the next one really is the timing, or what we call the sequence of returns. And this is kind of a, you know, I don't know if maybe if you're a little bit geeky or whatever you want to call it, but if you're into numbers at all, this is kind of a fascinating study. There's been lots of different companies that have put this out, and I remember American Funds had one back in 2006. It was, I think, probably the first time I'd seen this, but I've seen numerous ones since then, where they basically look at the last 20, 30, 40 years of the market. And what they do is they run the returns one direction. So from, say, you know, 1970 to, you know, on, and then they run backward. And of course, if you have 40 years of data and all the same 40 years of percentages, if you add them all up and divide them by 40, the number is always going to be the same. So the average return never changes. The amazing part is often one direction, the money will grow to be a huge amount of money, and the other one, the money will go out and will go away. It'll just disappear. It'll run out of money. And why is that? It really depends on when you have those bad years. So imagine that you tried to retire in 2007, the market's at all-time high. Your real estate's been coming down a little bit, but still doing okay. And then 08 happens and everything starts dropping like a rock. And of course, then the economy got bad. So you can't just instantly go back to work. So most likely you're going to still stay retired, but you got to be withdrawing that money. And so that's going to be withdrawing money when things are down so low, and then you had to do it in 09. Those shares never came back. Those things never came back. So, you know, when you take a 10% hit, it takes almost 12% to get back to that. Well, if you take a 50% loss, it's almost 100% gain that you need to have to get back from that. So these are numbers that people don't always really think about or pay attention to, but with these, you know, how that money comes out, that can be a really big critical thing. So again, that's where you want some money guaranteed for life. You want some money at steady income so you don't have to rely on the market's ups and downs. And really just that's why you need to really be paying attention to how that asset allocation is. So these are all reasons for why you need a plan. And that's why we create this blueprint to worry less wealth. I mean, I kind of named this process after my mom, after she was always worrying about her retirement. And really what we want to do is we want people to be able to enjoy life and have fun more and worry less about their money. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Stick around for Eric and his guest, Marilyn Brown Ross, coming up next. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor, Marilyn Brown Ross from Open Mortgage. How you doing, Marilyn?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So reverse mortgages can be a really great tool for a lot of seniors. I mean, either helping pay for home care or pay off that mortgage and retire early. There's just tons of different uses, but heard there's been some big changes that just happened.
Big changes, October 2nd, they went into effect. What happened is the government lowered the benefit for the borrower. So let's say, as an example, before October 2nd, the benefit would have been maybe $300,000. Now it might be $260,000 or $270,000, which is going to affect people that have the mortgages that are over that. Of course, they can always come in with money to pay it off. I mean, if you owe $300,000 and the reversal put in $260,000, then you'd have to come up with the other 40 because that mortgage, that current mortgage has to be paid off. Not so bad for people that have the house paid for. It did reduce the amount that's available to them.
Yeah, and so maybe we should back up here because anytime we talk to you, we always usually should probably actually explain the reverse mortgage, right? So what's going backward? What's in reverse compared to the normal, I guess, forward mortgages?
Right. And it's called a reverse because it is exactly opposite of the traditional forward mortgage. Your mortgage balance decreases, but a lot of it goes to the interest. With a reverse mortgage, there is no payment due. So everything is added on. So at the end, you're going to owe what you didn't pay during the month, your monthly payments that you would have when you were making a payment.
Yeah. So in other words, you make the part that's reverse is when you make the payment. So normally you're paying off the loan over, say, 30 years.
Right.
This one, you're making no payments for however long you got the loan. And then in the end, which is either when you sell the house or you're gone and somebody else sells the house, that's when they finally
right.
pay it. Yeah.
Right.
And so it can be really great for, like, I know I've had several clients of my own that have done it to retire early or just to be able to afford retirement. They had enough assets to pay for standard living and all the other stuff, but throw in that extra $2,000 or $2,500 a month for the mortgage and that doesn't compute and they can't retire. So the reverse mortgage would come in and pay off that house. Now, what you're saying is that's maybe $40,000 less potentially that they have room there.
Right. It could be, that's just a figure off
How do they base it again?
They base it on a reverse mortgage is based solely on the value of the property and the age of the borrower. So the borrower, the older they are, the more money is available to them. So if you have two homes identical, side by side, appraised for the same value, one borrower is 65, the other borrower is 85, the 85-year-old is going to get more money. So when that mortgage is paid, the nice part about it is, I have a client right now, just what you're talking about. They're looking to retire, but not for a year or two. So they want to do the reverse, get it in place before they retire, but they can still afford to make payments until they do retire. So they're planning on paying it down, which you can do. You could make a payment, but the nice part about a reverse, the only way you could be foreclosed upon with a reverse mortgage is if you don't pay your property tax and insurances and keep the property in decent repair. So they're going to pay all of that while they're still working, and then they never have to make a payment. But the nice part is you keep those done. Nobody could take this house away from you. You have to pay those three things, keep those going, and nobody can take that property away. They can't foreclose as with a traditional mortgage. You miss three or four or five payments and you're in foreclosure. You're out. You lose everything.
Yeah.
So the nice part about this is it affords you the opportunity to make a payment if you choose to. You come into some money. Oh, yeah, I want to pay down $50,000 or whatever. You can do that and never make another one. There's no set payment. So people can 1 year make some, the next never pay again for 10 years or never pay again ever. And nobody can take that house away from you, which is the nicest part of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, by far. I mean, that's the big benefit. And so what other changes did they make? I know like the other part was always the lending limit, which is kind of a confusing term.
No, that stayed the same.
Okay.
The lending limit. So no matter if your house is worth $1 million, $2 million, the national lending limit is $636,150. You're only going to get a portion of that based on your age of the 636. There is another product called a jumbo. It's a jumbo loan for values of $2 million, $1.5 million, $2 million and up. And then you get a lot more money. But on that one, you have to take all the money available. You can't have like the traditional reverse mortgage. Let's say your house is paid for and you just want some extra money available. It's in a line of credit that you can access or not. So you may take $20,000 up front to do some repairs on the house. Well, you're only going to be accruing interest on that $20,000 that you're going to owe at the end, where you might have $300,000 in your line of credit. And that's also growing. It's got a growth rate attached to it. When you're not using it, every year there's more money there as you get older that you can access for whatever you choose, just like you said, healthcare, whatever.
Or even fun stuff.
Even fun stuff. Travel and all.
Yeah. Paying for all the kids and grandkids to go on a cruise with you or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
I have had that happen many times. They want to, or help the kids buy a house. That's a big one.
Yeah.
My son wants to buy a house and they don't have enough for the down payment. So I want to do this to help them now. A lot of people look at it like, well, I want to see this while I'm alive.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
People look at it like, we're not doing anything. You're not getting anything until we're gone. And some say, no, I want to see the appreciation, the joy that I can afford my children.
You want to see them smile
exactly.
Now, not at your
not
funeral.
Not when you're in, exactly,
right.
When you don't know it anyway.
Yeah, you don't know.
But there were other changes. There's mortgage insurance premium on the reverse, which makes it a non-recourse loan. So, which means if it goes upside down. So let's say for some reason, of course, here in our area, I doubt that's going to happen, but you owe $500,000, the house is worth $8 when you did it. Now the house drops in value to $300,000 and you still owe the $5. So non-recourse, nobody could come in.
One of the situations that you could see that is, you know, a place like Santa Rosa. With Napa area, with
absolutely.
All these fires, I mean, depending on how well you've kept up your insurance, maybe you don't have enough insurance to rebuild your house the way it was, and
yep.
It's not going to ever be worth the same because you're going to have to either build a small house or
right.
come out of pocket. Well, if you had a reverse mortgage against it,
yeah.
you could just say bye-bye, and you guys keep it. And
that's right.
Yeah.
The other thing that they did October 2nd, there's mortgage insurance premium up front. And that was raised.
And that protects the lender.
It doesn't give you any benefit other
than the fact that you have no liability.
That's right. It protects the lender. But one of the things that was good about it is it was 1.25% annually after that on the loan balance. So if you had a $200,000 loan balance, you were accruing 1.25% that went to HUD to pay the mortgage insurance. They lowered that to 0.5%. Overall, that's good because it eats into the equity much right. less going. But they did raise the initial upfront. In some ways, it's good. In some ways, it's not so good. I think the most detrimental thing is that they lowered the benefit.
Right.
But what I'm there for is to just tell you if it'll work or not. I mean, I do free analysis. You call me and I really don't need a lot of personal information. I need names, birth dates, and the address and how much you owe on the property. And I can compile a free, no cost obligation, anything analysis specifically for your situation.
Yeah. And also if you're listening out there and you're wondering about this, you know, maybe for your parents or something like that, that's obviously, I know you work with a lot of adult children. I mean,
right.
people in their 50s or 60s, you know, working with their parents that are maybe in their 80s and figure out how they can pay for different stuff. I mean, I just met with somebody recently. You know, it was really sad. They downsized once to a smaller house, but we're doing okay. And then he got sick and was sick for several years. And they decided to sell the house and, you know, help pay for a lot of the care. Well, then, of course, he passed away after a little bit. And in the meantime, now she's renting a place. She's trying to get back into some place. But, you know, I just don't see it. When I looked at her numbers, she just doesn't have enough money because they spent most of it on his health care. And had they done a reverse mortgage,
they could have been in their property.
They could have stayed there.
Right.
And plus, the worst part is they'd had a big loan when they downsized. And you know, then they paid that off, but they'd made some money. So, of course, they should have paid taxes on something that basically they'd refinanced and taken cash back out. So, yeah, had they done the reverse mortgage, it might have been a lot better
right.
off originally. So, if people want that analysis, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And, of course, you can always find it on wealthcreator.com and look at the radio tab there. And we'll have links to her website and to her email. So, you know, if you need any more information, again, just pick up the phone and give her a call. What's the number?
408-722-0010.
You're invited to an exclusive dinner event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and an author of Worry Less Wealth. Learn the difference between pullbacks, market corrections, bear markets, and what actions you should take to navigate through turbulent markets. All this information and more will be discussed while you and a guest enjoy a complimentary dinner presentation at Silicon Valley Capital Club here in San Jose. Call now to get your reservations in, 408-297-9800. Join Eric and his team for this complimentary dinner presentation on Thursday, November 9th at 6 at Silicon Valley Capital Club. Reservations are required. Seating is limited. So call now, 408-297-9800, 408-297-9800.
Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial. Let me give you a couple of ways to get a hold of Eric. You can call or text him, 408-297-9800. He's offering you a complimentary strategy session. The number to call, 408-297-9800, or connect with them on Facebook or Twitter at @1 Wealth Creator. That's the number one Wealth Creator. Today, we've been talking about the financial red zone and how to successfully navigate risk during your first 5 years of retirement. And if you do that, chances are great that you're going to have that long-term retirement that you always hope for. Eric, can you give us another risk to our retirement income as we begin wrapping it up today?
Well, the biggest one probably is that first 5 years of retirement, I would say, maybe even sometimes up to 10. But if you think about your weekends, you've got 2 days, but probably you spend about half of all your money that you spend on a weekly basis on those 2 days, and the other half is during the week. Well, if you got 7 days a weekend, obviously you got a lot more time to spend all that money. And so you may fill it with a lot more stuff, like maybe it's golf or it's costing you some money, or travel, or, you know, going out to dinner more, or whatever it is. And so that's one of those things. It's a little dangerous because especially a lot of people have big bucket list items of going and seeing this country or doing this cruise or whatever it is. And so more of those things that you have, the more costs that those can rack up. So yeah, you want to make sure you have that budgeted. So one of the things is really having a plan, having that wealth, I mean, that lifetime income plan, the worry less wealth, the blueprint to worry less wealth, as we like to call it. And really, first and foremost, having a floor of income, having some money that's going to be there forever. Not just Social Security, but some money that's guaranteed, usually by like through an annuity, usually the fixed kind are the best ones to do. And have that money for the rest of your life that you know at least you've got some money to fall back on no matter what happens. Then you want to look at your investments. You want to look at how things are growing, how they're going to be. And then also taxes. I mean, which types of assets should you touch first and with which amount? So should you be taking some money from your Roth and from your IRA at the same time? Should you be converting some early, or should you be withdrawing money from your IRAs before you're 70? Because that way you can lower down how much the tax hit may be. I mean, there's a lot of things that people aren't fully thinking about, mainly because they're not using somebody who knows about taxes, who knows about investments, and knows about income planning altogether. And so really what you want to do is you want to be working with a specialist who, like me, who focuses on that distribution time frame, that switch from growing your assets to starting to spend them and use them, and figure out all the different ramifications that entails. And so it can be a lot of work, but it's not that hard. It's just really taking some time and sitting down. Really what we want you to do is first and foremost, get that information so that way you know you're taken care of, you know your family's taken care of, and you can worry less about your wealth and worry more about having fun and going out there and doing the things you want to do. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is, again, pick up the phone, call or text. There's no cost, no obligation. The phone number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. If you want to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. And of course, you can find us always at wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. You can find our podcast of previous shows always also at wealthcreator.com on the radio tab. If you want to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. And with that, we'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.